Nashville authorities, both the police and in public housing, have steadily increased their use of surveillance cameras to monitor for crime or try to deter it in the first place. Now, a proposal would rein in the city's use of video recordings, with the Metro Council getting a say over how many is too many. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports.
Dozens of surveillance devices watch over Nashville's public housing complexes. And to Rodney Northington, looking up from the streets below, they signal mistrust.
It's really just a scare tactic, and some people have mental issues too and feel like they've been watched at all times. That's not good on a person.
His feelings match closely with Bellevue Councilman Dave Rosenberg.
We're headed in the direction of a very Orwellian society if we're not there already.
His bill would insert the Metro Council into the approval process for any future cameras. And he wants to ban devices known as license plate readers, which log vehicles as they come and go. Bellmead, for example, installed one at a key entryway into the city.
Mostly, I'd like to make sure that we're striking an appropriate balance between public safety and privacy rights.
The councilman says he's already heard from police about the benefits of cameras and investigations, and he's tweaking his initial wording. He also notes he's not meddling with security at homes or private businesses, only the gear on public property used for government surveillance. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.